Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to Circles of Prosperity. Ooh, it's Wednesday. It's hump day. Yay. Hi, I'm Cynthia Johnson, and your host, along with Dr. Reggie Johnson. Good morning, Dr. Reggie. I'm happy because it's Wednesday. It's hump day. All right. And guess what we're talking about today? We're talking about how to live a life where everything goes your way. Isn't that something? Oh, my goodness. You know, we are studying oneness. We're in this book study, and you know, and we have to take this book just inch by inch because the language is so different from what we're used to, and we are really trying to wrap our minds around a new way of looking at life and how we move through this incredibly beautiful experience that we call life and elevate it into another level. That's what ascension is all about. And today, we're having a major breakthrough because we're talking about how to live your life where everything, and I mean everything, goes your way. So, Dr. Reggie, can you go ahead and take us into our morning prayer so we can get started?
Let it flow through our veins, every cell of our being, because that's where we came from, and that's where we are going in consciousness and in elevation. We realize it right here and right now in consciousness and in circles of prosperity. And these circles always meet up again in the same place because circles represent perfection. We believe it is so, and so it is.
And so it is. And so it is. Thank you so much, Dr. Reggie. Thank you so much. Wow. You know, I thought I had lost you there for a moment. I couldn't hear anything. I hope our audience is able to hear everything this morning.
I could hear you, but it sounded like chords and stuff were bouncing in and out.
It was
and things were typing. It was like crazy things going on.
Oh, okay. Well,
it was disruptive in the middle of prayer, but I kept going.
Oh. See, because you're the miracle man. So thank you. I couldn't hear anything. That's why you kept hearing all the stuff. I couldn't hear anything.
Like static, yeah.
Yeah, so today we're talking about how you can live a life where everything can go your way. So remember, yesterday we were talking about merging our multidimensional selves and unifying that experience. And the way that we can move into that is when we are making the conscious choice to think and to respond to circumstances in our life dramas with the highest possible vibration, the highest possible thought. And we took something as simple as driving. When we're driving and someone cuts in front of us or they do something crazy in front of us, that we have a choice at that moment how we're going to respond. I mean, you know, life is so hectic right now. In Los Angeles, people actually pull out guns and shoot people because over driving stuff, you know, being cut off on the freeway. They had these shootings because people get so frustrated. That's not the highest vibration, to pull out a gun and shoot somebody. Maybe the next highest vibration from that level of frustration and anger is to yell and scream at the person or to give them the finger. But then what's the next highest thought of response that you can give energetically in that experience? We're looking for the highest possible thought. And Jean gave the perfect example. She says, you know, I take a deep breath in and I just allow. She has no resistance to that experience whatsoever. And I thought that's a simple example of, as you're moving through your day-to-day activities, from moment to moment, that you are consciously aware of how you're responding, because you want to move to the higher vibration. So we also understand from studying oneness that when we have this bad mood to come up, we have these feelings of sadness or depression, and it just comes out of nowhere, that it's somewhere in our multidimensional self that is experiencing that. And so we have the responsibility in this awareness of, how do I shift this energy? How do I shift this mood? And you're looking for that highest vibration, that highest expression. For me, when that comes, I take a deep breath in and I realize that all is well. All is well. God is in control. Every step that and every choice that I made is divinely given to me. I'm in my divinity and all is in perfect order. And I move to that very quickly to shift. And you know, when you have challenges in life, you're going to be shifting that energy all day long. And that's what oneness is all about. Recognizing that this is an energetic life that we're living, that we are creating our experiences every day simply by the choices that we are making on an energetic level. What are we going to experience? So today we're going to talk about, when we are consciously making those choices, what happens, okay? That's where we're picking up from. So I'm going to read to you straight from oneness right now. I'm on page 225 if you have your book. Once the fragmented aspects of self have been united, one regards the world through the higher vantage point of the unified collective. In other words, now you're unified. All of those multiple aspects of you, of self, are unified, and you're now looking at life and your experiences from a higher perspective. So as the energies stabilize, one is able to view one's life circumstances from the perspective of balance with regard to the issue in question. And as one by one these major categories of life experience are brought to resolution, one begins to experience life from a rarefied perspective that is free of conflict. Isn't that awesome? to be free of conflict. Can you imagine moving through life where everything is going your way? Everything is going your way. You are creating that experience based on you making these daily choices, moment by moment, these choices of the higher vibration. So suddenly, opportunities appear effortlessly. And once you cease to anticipate any resistance to your hopes and your dreams, and you stop creating it energetically. You stop creating the resistance. Pay attention to that. See, you're no longer the victim. You are no longer the victim. But I've been emphasizing one thing to you throughout this course, and that is you have to practice. If you do not practice these principles, if you don't take ownership of choosing a higher thought, then you're going to continue to experience the resistance. You're going to continue to experience the conflicts. And it's okay, because that's your learning lesson. Dr. Reggie says, if you knew better, you would do better. You have to practice, okay? So suddenly, as one begins to assume that everything will go smoothly, and that potentially difficult or complex scenarios will work out perfectly, and therefore they do. So what happens? You are having a shift in consciousness, a shift in awareness, a shift in consciousness, a shift in awareness, because you are moving through life now in a higher vibration that is saying all is well. All is going my way. Even if a problem comes up, well, how do you shift? If a problem occurs and it's a challenge, let's say there's a challenge, that you're on a path to doing something or creating an experience, you have a desire, and there are problems facing you. Let's say, for instance, you're starting a business. Whenever you get an idea to start a business, there will always be people to tell you how many ways it won't work, right? Oh, that's not going to work. Oh, that's not going to work. And they may have valid points. If you stop and listen, they will have valid points. What do you do in that situation? Based on the principles that we are talking about, you have to shift that energy. You can't see that problem. You see the solution to the problem. And you move forward. And sometimes you may not even know what the solution is. Your highest thought may be, well, I'll face that when I get to it. Right now I'm at point A. Let me just move through point A. My father had this wonder. He was a loving man. And understand that God ideates. And we are all receiving ideas from the universe. They're always coming through us. And when we're younger, they really flow through us, you know, because we're not as cynical when we get older. And so here I am with all these ideas just flowing through me because I was young and very open to it and didn't realize how, you know, challenging some things can be to make them happen. And my father, bless his heart, would say, that's a great idea. Now, what are you going to do about this? And how are you going to handle this? And by the time he finished telling me all these problems, I was overwhelmed and didn't even want to do it anymore. That was the young Cynthia. Now, and Dr. Reggie will tell you, he calls me his Lucy because I still get ideas and I still want, and a lot of them are huge. But what I have learned to do is to stay in the moment and move slowly and take one little section of what I'm trying to do and be present in that moment and move through that rather than looking at the whole thing. And understand, if you look at the whole picture and are anticipating all the possible problems, guess what you're doing? You're creating those problems. You are creating those problems. Because what you think about, you talk about. What you talk about, you bring about. And if I talk about this in the terms of oneness, and I talk about it in terms of energy, I'm sending a vibration out to choose scenarios that are going to give me resistance. Why would I do that? I'm a sane person. Why would I create a problem? Because I have a lesson to learn. That's my level of fear that I have to overcome. That's why I say, oneness tells us there's no right or wrong. If people choose to be in the mess that they're in, it's okay for them to be in that mess because that's where they are energetically. That's why we should not place judgment on it. And to be perfectly honest, your own life has enough drama in it for you, where you shouldn't be concerned about someone else's life anyway. If you're just trying to implement these practices, these principles in your life, that's going to keep you busy enough. Why are you going to worry about somebody else's? I love it because Jesus said, why are you worrying about the speck in your brother's eye when you have a huge log sitting in yours? Work on you. This is your journey. Work on you. You know, at some point, and I know I'm breaking all this very technical kind of stuff, but at some point, you're going to begin to enjoy this process, the process of learning, the process of harnessing this power of creation. This is when you recognize that you have the ability to create your experience in this life, that is overwhelming. You can live the life of joy simply by how you choose to respond to things. Dr. Reggie always says, it's not important what happens in your life because we're all going to have stuff to come in our life because we're at that vibrational level and it's a learning lesson for us. So it doesn't matter what crap hits you. What matters is how you choose to respond to it. Because that's going to make the difference between whether you move through it with ease or if it's going to be extremely difficult for you. And guess what? Like I said before, either way is okay. Either way is okay. Because you're going to learn one way or the other. And if that challenge is difficult for you, it'll come up again. And hopefully you learn from that experience and it's less challenging for you the next time a similar experience will come up. And that's what's so beautiful about this life of creating and co-creating is that you can't move forward until you get the lesson. I have a friend that says, I don't know why I keep going through this. I said, because you haven't learned the lesson. When are you going to say, you know what, I choose to create a different experience. I'm tired of this drama. It's like watching a rerun. But it's your choice. It is your choice. That's what I want you to wake up to, that it is your choice. So the resistance that one may have been accustomed to is suddenly not manifesting in your life script. For you have ceased creating it. You have ceased creating it. So a brand new kind of life experience begins to predominate. And that is an experience of joy. That is the experience where everything is going your way. That is the experience where you are experiencing all of your hopes and all of your dreams. When you stop putting the roadblocks in front of you. Isn't that beautiful? That is just so beautiful. Let's go on and look at it. As one approaches the major shift between dimensions that is to come, it is to be anticipated that a period of smooth sailing will be experienced. This is a reflection of your state as a unified being and heralds your preparedness for the conditions of instantaneous manifestation that characterizes life at the next dimensional level. Whoa! Instantaneous manifestation? Hello? Okay, I am really into this book now because that's saying I can have what I want instantaneously, but I first have to figure out how to live this life where everything is going smoothly. Okay, let me work on that. Let me work on that. All right. So what does that mean? That means I have to choose the highest vibration and bring all of my, you know, it's enough to think I've got to choose the highest vibration for this person, that Cynthia right here that I'm aware of. But I have these multidimensional selves I got to worry about too. You don't have to worry about anything. You just need to, in this lifetime, in this awareness of Cynthia, of Jean, of whoever you are at this point, all you need to do is to focus on the highest vibration here, because everything else is kind of like on autopilot for you. And so whenever those other emotions start coming up and into your awareness, shift them to the highest. I am driven right now to experience instantaneous manifestation. Any of you that are on Circles of Prosperity, that's the ultimate goal, isn't it? To have what you want when you want it. And it's not wrong. Without hurting anybody else. Why? Because we know that the universe is abundant. If you've never been on our program before, we understand that there is no lack, there is no limitation. Everything is abundantly supplied, so I don't have to run around and take from you or fear that you're going to take from me. There's plenty. If you're building a business, don't worry about your competition. Be passionate about you, because there's plenty. Whatever is meant for you is going to come to you. Except that's the highest vibration. Rather than you rolling around in the fear-based world of saying, ooh, you know, they're doing what I'm doing and people are gonna take, I can't just give away my stuff because then I won't make any money. Then that will be your experience. Listen to what's coming out of your mouth and what your fearful thoughts are, and that will be your experience. You don't have to wonder what's going to happen in your business. You don't have to wonder. It does not have to be whatever you are thinking and fearing, that's going to be your experience. So for this instantaneous manifestation without resistance where it's perfect, I need to be very cautious about what I'm thinking. If I have fearful thoughts, I need to deal with it, don't I? I need to shift the energy. I need to shift the energy. For the energies from the realm toward which you ascend act as a catalyst for you, prodding you toward higher choices and more optimal outcomes of your interactions with your fellow beings. This whole life journey is to teach us how to make those higher choices in energetic vibration. That's what the whole, whether you are believe you're on a spiritual journey, whether or not you are, because we are spirit first. We're not these bodies. There's something energetically going on within us that is much more important than the body. And the whole, you know, I've told you guys that you're like Land Rovers here on this planet. You know how we send the Land Rovers to Mars? And they're sampling the soil and sending information back. they're feeling the vibration up there, really. What's the energy, what's the atmosphere like? What's the soil like? What, and they get all, I mean, it's amazing the information. You are a Land Rover on planet Earth. Your physical body is a Land Rover. It's telling you what the environment is like. It's cold outside, you sense it. If it's raining and wet, you sense it. If it's noisy, you hear the noise. If you hear the birds, you hear the birds. If you taste something, you taste. So it's just the Land Rover, but the thing that's inside, the divinity that is within you, you're collecting that information and feeding it to your spirit. And from that place, you are making choices. From divinity, you are making choices. Are they working for you or working against you? Are they working for you or are they working against you? But see, we get tied up. We get our focus gets all into the sensations. What I'm feeling, what I'm tasting, what I'm hearing, what I'm seeing. You get distracted from your real purpose, which is to make choices that work for you. If I put the wrong information into a computer program, it's going to give me the wrong result. And that's what happens in life. We're making choices that give us, I'm not going to say that it's wrong, but we're making choices that are not for our highest good. And then we have to go back and repeat it again until we get it. Oh, okay. Now I know if I put my hand in the fire, it will burn. Do you keep doing it? No. Unless you don't feel the pain. And the next thing you, some people like who are desensitized because they're diabetic, they can put their hand in the fire and not feel anything until they have a big blister on there and they go, oh. They have to visually see that that was a problem before they say, I think I better be careful and not let that happen again. So their Land Rover is a little out of kilter and not feeding the information to them as quickly. This is such a powerful lesson for us. The aspect of self that seeks to integrate you as a unified being into its energy field is reaching for you energetically in subtle ways that are barely perceptible. Whoa. What are they? Listen to that. The aspect of self that seeks to integrate you. That's telling you that there is a higher self that is saying, I want all of you to be one. And it's finding subtle ways to make that happen. So the ramifications of those vibrational connections contribute to the momentum of what is universal motion. All of creation is reaching out for the experience of unity within the context of the identity of each of you. Each is adding a spark of light energy to the whole, and each is feeling the tug and the impetus to become something more. This is not an experience in which any being is isolated, although all are manifesting it on an individual basis. The process is universal. All of you are going on this journey individually. But you're going on this journey together. And each is assisted by higher dimensional aspects of self in doing so. Your higher self. Isn't that beautiful? We are all on the journey to oneness. We are all, you know, that's why... that's why I am moving into the consciousness when I look at someone else's life that I don't place a judgment on it because I know that they're moving through life and doing the best that they can to on the same journey that I'm on. They're just at a different level. And that's how we can move into perfect love, isn't it? When we don't have to place a judgment on anyone else, we just allow them to be who they are. And it's easy to, because you to do it lovingly. It's so easy to do it lovingly when you recognize the whole purpose of being on this planet. And whatever they're going through, that may be their joy. It may not be your joy. It may not be your choice. But that's what they need to do in order to interpret their experience. And you may be in relationship with these people that are on that journey. If there's conflict in your relationships, it's because you're at one level energetically and they're at another level energetically. Where the problem comes is when we're trying to make that person be what we want them to be, and vice versa. Get out of their business. Accept them where they are. Love them where they are. The conflict will go away. Give up the need to be right, because there is no right. There is no wrong. It just is. Well, that's a hard one, isn't it? I even find that one hard. I catch myself going, oh, that, why would they do that? And then I stop and say, you know what? This is their experience. And I release it and let it go. I'm choosing the higher vibration at that point, am I not? I'm choosing the higher vibration. And that's all you need to do right now, is to remember, just choose the highest vibration. Get rid of the judgments. Get rid of the labels. Embrace everything and everyone in love. And it's going to shift you up higher. And your life, as a result, will start bringing you all of your hopes and dreams. That is amazing. If you have any questions or comments this morning, please press 1 on your telephone keypad. I know I have a lot of people in our chat room this morning. If you have a question or comment, please go ahead and type a question or comment to me. We'd love to share it with us, with our group this morning. Anyone? If not, I'll continue teaching. Good morning. You're on the air. 111.
Hello. Yes.
Hi.
Hi. I just called in, and I don't know if you're doing many intuitive readings.
Many what?
Many intuitive readings.
Oh, yes, we do from time to time do intuitive readings.
Oh, okay. I was wondering if you can give me some advice on a situation that happened to me.
Okay.
Okay, I was going through a tough situation. A young man was going through a tough situation, and we both met under these circumstances. We spent about 3 weeks together, was inseparable, and all of a sudden he just kind of he left and went back to his ex-girlfriend, but he did not take all of his things with him immediately. And I would think that if you were leaving me, you would take all of your things and leave. And I didn't know that that's what he had done until I called to see where he was. And he had the girl on the phone. And that kind of ripped my heart out of my chest, because this man, you know, kind of just told me that he didn't want to be with her. He wanted to. So, I mean, it's just a situation where the guy was using me. So, but I wanted to get some insight on, you know, what would make him do that to me, and if he even ever cared about me at all, because I have a small daughter. I have had him around my child.
Mm-hmm.
So it kind of hurt me.
Okay. So, you know, we are, first of all, we could give you some intuitive advice, but this, you know, what we're trying to teach people is that you have the answers within yourself. So everything that I'm going to say to you is going to be a confirmation of what you already know. And rather than me saying it to you, I want to hear what you think is going on, because every experience that you have is to teach you something. So the first question I have for you is, what did you learn from this experience?
I learned that to recognize, I guess to recognize that if it's something that I don't want, or if it's not serving my highest good,
mm-hmm.
then, you know, it's not for me.
Exactly. Exactly. You see how you know the answer? Because God is within you. Your higher self is always protecting you. You just choose not to listen. So at what point did you know that this relationship was not good for you? How early did you know that?
I always kept in the back of my mind. I knew the situation. You know, he had a woman that he had just left, and when I first moved into my new place, he came with me,
mm-hmm.
and I told him I wasn't sure about my feelings towards him, whether I was on board or not. I wasn't even on board, and
See?
That's when I knew. But you know, it was an incident yesterday, and he wanted to leave. He lied to me about that, and I just kind of broke it off then.
See, you already knew. You already knew.
I guess my question is that the things that he was telling me, they were all lies. I guess my question is, you don't see him coming back around trying to, because he left his clothes here, so that told me that.
So what do you think at this point? Here's what go ahead, tell me what
I'm
you
sorry.
Think. Do you think he's coming back?
I'm hoping not, but I think the way he did things when he left his clothes is that he didn't want to intentionally leave all the way.
Mm-hmm. And so what do you want?
I want to move on with someone that's better, something that I actually want.
Okay, so you pack up his clothes in a box. You're making a choice now. You're making the highest choice for you. And what I love about what I'm hearing in your voice is that you're not angry at this guy. It hurt your heart, but you also are taking responsibility that you allowed this to happen to you, and that's very good. So you pack up his few little clothes and tell him that he has until such and such a time to come and pick up his clothes, and that, you know, that you're not angry, that you are just releasing him out of your life, and you're doing it with love, and for him to move on. If he doesn't come and pick up his clothes, go and take them to Goodwill.
Oh, actually, I did exactly that. I called him and told him he had a certain amount of time to get his clothes. The girl wanted to argue with me. She threatened me. Okay, so it's a situation where I just don't want him. I don't want to feel like I'm going to be in danger. But so anyway, I told him a certain amount of time. I packed his clothes up in bags, and I told him if he didn't get here in a certain amount of time, they're going in the dumpster.
Okay, so you have handled this beautifully, don't you think it? Think so?
Yes, I just want to make sure he's not going to try and creep back in my life.
If he does, how will you handle it?
I would just tell him that's not what I want.
Amen.
That's not.
Amen. And you know, when you have quiet moments and you're thinking about him, just release him. Hold a vision of him and see you releasing him. And don't invest in oh, I wonder if he's going to create problems for me, because then you're creating that experience or the possibility for that experience. Just say, this relationship has ended. He's going on and moving on with his life, and I'm moving on with my life, and I release it in love. And I am totally protected here. There's nothing else. My daughter, you know, I forget if it was your daughter or your son, is totally protected by this experience. And I will be more cautious who I invite into my life since I have a young child.
Mm.
And that's your lesson.
I'm interested to know, what did you pick up from just us having a conversation? Because I know, but I was just interested to know what you picked up on this young man.
Well, you know, Dr. Reggie is much more intuitive. I think he's hurting and he's searching, you know, and that he's insecure, that he's not taking responsibility for his life right now, that's what I'm picking. I don't want to say this, but, you know, he's just moving from stone to stone right now because he can't take responsibility for his life. That's what I'm
exactly.
picking up.
That's true.
Well, I hope that our time together, it gave him some kind of empowerment, because it was a point where I kept him out of trouble, but I just still used.
Right. Well, don't feel used. Feel that you blessed him. You weren't used. You willingly went into this situation and you reached out and helped. And maybe that was from a place, and that was probably from a place of love for another human being. So that on a spiritual level, you were there to help him. But now and you learned from that experience, and hopefully he did too. But it's time for you to move on.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I wanted to just say one last thing. There was a young man that I had on the back burner for a while, and he's a younger guy. I don't want to give his name, but his first name starts with the E. And I was just wondering if, you know, this is going to be, you know, I've kissed some frogs and toads, and I'm kind of tired, and I just really need a companion, a friend. And if you feel like, you know, this younger guy is going to have something to offer me instead of me giving of myself, of all of myself.
What is your name? Do you mind giving me your first name?
My name is Sheena.
Sheena. Out of everything that you've heard today, what's the one thing that you can take away with you?
That I know what I want and what I don't want.
Okay. I want you to trust yourself, because there is a higher self within you, a divinity that is within you, that is all about protecting you and giving you what you want. Some people call this God. And our show is running. We're almost out of time. But I want you to trust your instincts. Even though I can give you my impression and Dr. Reggie can give you his impression, it's all about you and what you feel. It really is. The fact that you're asking the question is letting me know that you already have doubts and concerns. You want to know in your heart, okay, when that person comes, that it's right, and that you have no doubts, and that you're not ignoring the warning signals. Because your spirit is going to say, no, 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 no. But the ego will say, oh, no, no, this is beautiful. Oh, he's fine. Oh, I like this. Oh, he's got money. Ooh, ooh, ooh. But the divine part of you is going, no, alarm, alarm, no. But you choose to ignore it. And this lesson is all about making the choices that are going to give you the joy. And that knowledge is within you. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
I love you as God loves you. We're going to have to end the show right now, but thank you so much. Please continue to call in because we teach these lessons every day. I love each and every one of you. Dr. Reggie, can you take us into our closing prayer?
Mm-hmm. Heavenly Father, thank you so much for the beautiful lesson we learned today. Every person is valuable. Every experience is valuable. Everything that we do and every action we take is for a learning experience for our higher self on this plane of expression. The people that we come in contact with are a learning lesson. The situations that expose themselves to us is a learning lesson. And we are so grateful to learn these lessons graciously and with ease and to know that all will be well and that we always come out shining like a brand new car. It'll be sparkling as a diamond. We thank you for the lessons and thank you for the energy of evolvement in the higher realm of consciousness. As we leave for this Wednesday, we sign off knowing we are love. We are seeking only pure love and that we give only pure love in your name and in your energetic signature. We believe it is so, and so it is.
And so it is. I had some other callers, and Reggie, I just wanted you to know that Pam was on the line, and we didn't get a chance to talk to her. She hung up. But anyway, that's how life is today. But anyway, we had a great group of people this morning. We had people in chat and in the chat room and quite a few callers this morning. I love you guys. We'll be here tomorrow, 7 a.m. God bless.